All right, this is it. Emotional. Final one. It's been an unbelievable run. It's been gewaldic. The bottom of Kuf Samech Vav. Hayisod shel Naseh Kodim Lenishma. V'nisayim Inyan B'mash Mavu B'Gemara Shabbos. A very interesting story in the Gemara Shabbos. Ha'u Tzeduki D'chazel Rava D'kama'ayim B'shmaisa V'yatva et bata didei tute kara v'kamaitz behu. So there is a certain sad, you see. He saw Rava, he was learning Torah, he was very engrossed in his learning, and the fingers of his hand were under his leg. He was crushing his fingers. Mebayin et bate dama. And blood was flowing out of his fingers. He was so stark, he was like Philly next year, late Mishmars. He didn't even notice his fingers were bleeding. And like Tuck now, Waterbury. Amarle, I'm a paziza. So the Saduki said to Rava, your people, they're impetuous. Dekamisu pamaychu ladanaychu. What does that mean, says Rashi? Kodim sheshmatim oto hechi kasha. Before you heard how difficult Torah observance would be, imtuchu lamoba kibaltam leichem lekaima. You accepted Torah before even hearing the conditions, the terms, and what everything was going to be. Akati bepechozaychu kamaysu. You still remain impetuous people. His advice was, says, what should the Jewish people have done? They should have heard, what does the Torah have? What lays in store? What it's all about? And if it fits, if it's appropriate, then they should have accepted. But if not, they shouldn't have accepted. What were you guys thinking? Mocking, taunting Rava. Amarle, Anan disaginam bishlaimuso ketivan. We who walk wholeheartedly with Hashem, it says about us, Tomesi Sharim Tanachim, the integrity of the straight ones shall lead them, Hanach Anshi Desagun Balilusu, but those who are very obstinate, Ketiv Bahu, Visalev Bodim Yishadim, the perverseness of the rebellious will destroy them. And this was Rava's response. We know what we're doing, we're wholehearted, we walk with Hashem. So now we have to analyze this Gemara. V'srich Ian, my shaychus amelus v'yigia shal rava le'inyin shal zrizus to b'nei Yisrael lamar nase kodlum l'nishma. What does it have to do with Rava working really hard in Torah that it prompted this Saduki to say, you people, all you do is nase before nishma? And the Beis HaLevi asks a question and he answers over there. V'otzarich Ian, ma tshuvoso shal rava la'oso Saduki. What was the answer, the reply of Rava to the Saduki? So he explains. Vinira. Shatzaduki ra eich sharava ayakokach maser lelumod hatayra. The Saduki saw that Rava was very committed to learning Torah. Believes bonanus besar gufo, without even being aware that his body was in pain, lachshvo ubeli lachshov cheshbonus, without any thoughts. He saw that Rava was in the zone, he didn't even notice that his fingers were bleeding. V'lachena marlo hatzduki shakati bepechazadaichu kamisu. He said, you're still an impetuous people. You're still not calculated. You're still not a thoughtful people. Hainu. She'amidah shel Klal Yisrael. He limsur nafshan lavodas Hashem. What's the trait of Klal Yisrael? They sacrifice themselves to serving Hashem. L'kabel kol ha'torah mitzvos af shelo yadu ma mechayev osam. They accept Torah mitzvos and they don't even know what's obligated of them. They don't even think. They're not even calculated. They're impetuous. They're so quick. That's crazy. V'amar le Rava, and Rava responded, Shizel gufo yisod haslachtenu, that is the foundation of our success. Shesrichim anu lalecha b'tmimusim Hashem, we have to walk wholeheartedly with Hashem. V'lasot mitzvosa v'chol lev v'chol nefesh, and to do mitzvot with all our heart and all our soul. U'betuchim anu shizel aterach hatov b'yoter b'shvilenu gambol amazeh. And we trust that this is the best path for us in this world. Shenemar, derachei darchei Noam v'chol netivotei shalom. The ways of Torah are sweet. The ways of the Torah are pleasant. We believe in Hashem in His infinite wisdom. He gives us the Torah. It's the best path. It's the best recipe for success in this world. In olam hazeh, it's the greatest life. Discussing our marriages. Discussing all about our relationships. Discussing all of our relationships and everything we have. And everything we have. Torah is the best thing possible now in this world. Aval, Im adam eino moser nafsho legamrei. But if a person doesn't commit himself completely, v'tami mitzbonim, and always thinks, ha'im zeh l'tovasi, is this really good for me? Ha'im zeh b'yicholti, can I really do it? He's always thinking, is it good? Maybe I should skip shir, maybe I shouldn't go to davening, maybe the times are different. Can I do it? La'olam lo yatzliach b'em b'olam hazeh b'em b'olam haba. He'll never be successful in this world or the next world. V'zeh ma'asheh shiv lo Rava. This is what Rava replied. Anun disaginim b'shalei Musa k'tiv ban tomis yishrim tanachim. We who walked wholeheartedly with Hashem, that's the proper path. That's the path. Da'ainu shalicha b'yosher b'timus d'makadosh baruch hu zehu mash movil et adam b'derech hatov lo. Somebody walks with Hashem with straightness, with wholeheartedness, with an all-in approach, with a complete bitachon, that's what gives them a great path. V'zehu ha'yisod shel naaseh kodem l'nishma. That's naaseh before nishma. We believe in Hashem, we trust Hashem. If He gives us a path, He gives us Torah mitzvahs, gives us a derech, we're all in. We don't start debating and thinking, oh, maybe it doesn't fit for me. You know, this mitzvah works, but that mitzvah doesn't. This is good, that really isn't. It ain't buffet Judaism, Philly. It's not pick and choose. If the Abishu told us a plan, it's the greatest possible plan imaginable. All of our finite thoughts are limited, are skewed. But if Abishu in His complete beauty and majesty gave us a plan, it's the ultimate plan. Everybody agrees when it comes to Shavuos, we also have the element of Lachem. Perush Rashi. What does that mean? That we also have to have Suda on Shavuos. We have to have a physical meal on Shavuos. Why? Sheyismach ba b'maych v'mishpe larot shenoach v'mekubol yom zeh l'Yisrael shenatna Torah bo. We're very happy on this day. We eat and we drink to show it's great that we accepted the Torah. This is wonderful that the Torah was given to us. And we celebrate physically. We specifically celebrate on Shavuos with some geshmaka cheesecake and some nice busser and yayin. To show the way of Torah makes our life pleasant. In this world, not just in the world to come. Torah is beautiful now. A lifestyle that, oh, I sacrifice and I suffer. No! It's the most beautiful life now. And let's wrap it up. Oh, it's emotional. U'bezrat Hashem nizkeh l'msor nafshenu l'chayei Torah v'amitzvos. We should be zochet to give over our lives to Torah mitzvos. L'chayim divrei chazal shamru havei az kanamir. We should be bold as a leopard, kal kanasher, light as an eagle, rat katzvi, swift as a deer, v'gibor kari, strong as a lion, l'asot ratzon avichem shebashamayim, to do the will of Hashem, our Father in heaven. And we went through all those midos, explained all that beautiful Mishnah Navos. V'lo niyem mitbonim tami, we shouldn't always think, ma yomar adam zeh, what's he going to say about me? What's that going to look on my Facebook status? What's it going to look for me? What's going to happen to me? Maya Sadam Zeh, what does this person do? What's this going to happen? Eich ani achol lasot kach, how can I do this? All these cheshbonos, what will it look like? What will it be? Elamar ha'emes v'yashar. Great concluding message. What is truth and what is real? What is straight? Macha v'tein balam. What do I need to do in this world? Remove all those obstacles, all the self-doubt, all the conspiracies, move it all away. What do I need to do in this world? Uvizeh niske liyare shalom hazeh v'lam haba. And then, and only then, we could be zoichet to inherit this world and the world to come. Akan oylum hagvura. Unbelievable, Chevra. It's been so amazing, amazing learning with you, growing with you. She continue to go mechayel l'chayel.